listening to Over the Oxer podcast with Tracy Cole for all things to do with the mind for equestrians.
I want to chat today about a set of techniques that you may or may not have heard of, most people haven't heard of, but that I think are really, really useful for equestrians and all sports people, in fact. And that set of techniques is called timeline therapy. So why on earth would you want to know about timeline therapy if you don't need therapy? Well, first of all, it's not necessarily the best name for what the techniques bring to you. You don't need to think of it as therapy as such. The name was coined many, many years ago. I know the techniques came together as a plan, if you like, and a training in the 1980s, but the foundations of what we now call timeline therapy were set in the 1970s. So therapy was something that people used to go for, you know, as a matter of course, as much as people nowadays might go for a massage or they might go and get a good cup of coffee or something like that. It was just a routine thing. So the name perhaps isn't the most apt one. But why else and why would you want to have timeline therapy if you're an equestrian? Well, basically, in a nutshell, all the emotions that you felt, and I'm talking negatively here, all the negative emotions, if you haven't dealt with them in a way that releases them, then they stay around and they get harbored by your brain. And they stay in the mind and they sometimes get lodged in the body as well. And because riding is such a mental game, but also a physical game, then imagine that you get rid of these things that have been stuck in your system for so long. And we carry these around like baggage. And people often think about them as holding a heavy rucksack, or other people think of it as carrying a bin on your back. And the rucksack or the bin is loaded with rubbish, really, really heavy. And you're carrying them around and you don't even know it. And if you've ever carried a weight around, if you're used to carrying water buckets, heavy hay nets, or bales of shavings around, you'll know that it's rather nice to put them down again. But imagine carrying these for a lifetime. Because the brain is really good. If you've ever felt a negative emotion and you can't deal with it at that time, maybe you're just going through the mill, you know, things are very challenging, then the brain puts it on the back burner. And this is really useful because then you can partially or to some degree get on with your life. You can repress that emotion. We weren't designed to keep it repressed, but we can do that. And sometimes we end up just keeping it repressed. And this is what these burdens and heavy baggage are all about. So often when you release them, then what's quite nice is that energy that's been used to store them is released. So you can think a bit clearer, you feel physically lighter, you feel mentally brighter. It's a fantastic set of techniques. So let me tell you a little bit more about them. Timeline therapy came about for clients in the 1980s by a man called Tad James. And it was initially used to remove negative emotions and get back emotional control and balance in your life. Now, it's expanded since then to not necessarily be all about negative emotions. In fact, it's not all about the past. There's a side of timeline therapy that deals with the future and carving out the goals that you want. It works really deeply. And it's so deep and so powerful and yet so gentle to go through that the Croatian Council of Psychotherapy requested to be trained in it to help the victims of war and those suffering with PTSD. Now, you don't need to have had to have gone through such trauma or any trauma, and you don't need to be having a specific mindset or even mental health issue to enjoy seeing things differently and feeling differently. Timeline therapy works with your unconscious mind, sometimes called the subconscious mind, and that's the part of the mind that stores our memories and our emotions, as well as our beliefs, whether those beliefs are limiting or they are true beliefs. It also stores anything like regrets, decisions that you may have made, good and bad, habits, good and bad. And what the sessions allow you to do is to release the parts of that storage that you don't need. So, for instance, memories often get lodged in our brains because they've been packaged there with an emotion. So, things that you remember quite well, you'll probably have an emotion, or you'll know that there was an emotion there at the time. And it could be a really positive, fantastically happy emotion. It doesn't have to be negative, but there possibly will be an emotion that's there. So what we try to do in timeline therapy is to release the emotion so that the memory and the learning experience from that memory is retained, but you don't need to clog up your system with negative emotions. So we uncouple, if you like, the negative emotion, and we uncouple other thought patterns that we may have established. So you can think of past patterning. You might be able to recognize different patterns that you've gone through in your life. The common one, for instance, is that you've had a few relationships and you've always met a similar style of person. This is seen really frequently. You might have seen similar styles of problems crop up in different areas of your life. So something that stresses you out at work, like having far too much to do in far too little time, might also then stress you out with your horse, because that's your pattern. So some of these patterns that we run are useless as well. And they run sometimes a little bit like malware. So they're in the background and you don't even know that they're there. And your mind could be clogged up with old patterns, old emotions, even if you think that you've dealt with them, and particularly if you know that you've said to yourself, I'm just going to put that to the back of my mind, I'm not even going to think about that, I'm not even going to go there. And you might even think of it like a closed off section of your mind. You don't even think about it. You've just boarded it up in a safe room in your mind. But actually, it's still there. And there's a really nice way of thinking about this, that if a problem is created by the unconscious mind, so if it's to do with emotions or beliefs or values and so on, then the easiest way to remove it is to use the unconscious mind. So you need the same kind of thinking that created it to unravel it and then get rid of it. And this is what gives timeline therapy a certain edge, because the unconscious mind works relatively quickly, far, far quicker than your logical mind. So if you've ever tried to reason out a problem, then you may have been able to do that with a more minor problem or a less emotional problem. You may have been able to reframe it, and that was absolutely fine. But for things that go a little bit deeper, then what's really good about timeline therapy is that it gets into the unconscious, a little bit like hypnotherapy, except in timeline therapy, you're awake and you're having a conversation. And getting into the unconscious mind where the problem is actually stored is really efficient. And you feel so much better even after one session. Even if, you know, the person who is your practitioner says you need 3 sessions or 5 or 10 or whatever you need, you'll feel so much better after just one. You might not get fully rid of all your problems, but you see a result within the first hour. So it's also really nice that you can move beyond things that are actually happening now, causing you worry and stress, fear or anxiety, melancholy, depression, guilt, shame, hurt, all of those style of emotions and thoughts and thinking. You can deal with them using timeline therapy. And as I've said before, what's really good for an equestrian is that you get rid of that unnecessary patterning because it's such an energy drain. And you know already, you know, if you work on a computer or you think about your phone and you think about storage on your phone, if you just pile in the photos and the videos onto a computer or a phone, eventually the whole system slows down. You can't really save much more. And that's kind of what's happening in our brain. We could store more. It's not exactly a storage issue, but what it is that we're not running things efficiently. We need a good clean out. And once we get rid of that unwanted junk, then we really can channel the energy that it took to store it away to ride, you know, use it in the physical sense so that we've got more energy. We're not as exhausted or tired. So you can actually get on at the end of the day rather than feel so tired that you can't think about even carrying a saddle. One thing to point out about timeline therapy is that we never go into memories or past emotional upheavals or trauma times or anything like that. We avoid it. And that sounds a bit weird because we're dealing with those things. So how come you don't have to go into those memories and start reliving them? Well, first of all, if you do go into the memories, it reinforces them. It makes them stronger and stronger. So we know that. So we really want to avoid it in timeline therapy. But we go to a time point that will be when you're really young. Under the age of 7, you could be months old, you could be days old, you could even be in the womb. This is a very metaphorical style of thinking. So it may not be real, but we go to where your unconscious mind directs us and where you first experienced the emotion that we're working on. So let's say we were working on anger and frustration. Then we would go to a time on your personal timeline where you first experienced anger. And you may immediately think of something, you know, when you were 5 or 6 years old, maybe you had an argument with your sibling, but that's not what we want. We want you to probably be a bit younger and outside of something that you remember. So if you went back, if your mind just kind of brought you the number 6 and you asked whether it was 6 months or 6 years and it said 6 months and you think, well, that's ridiculous. I don't remember anything at 6 months. But actually, that would be the time point that we used. We just need a starting point. And if you think about it as well, at 6 months old, little babies do get quite angry. They do scream a lot. They're not happy, you know, if they're not fed on time. They're not happy if they needed to be winded. They're not happy if they need their nappy changed. So they do get quite frustrated. So although those feelings are, you know, they're gone now. You don't feel them anymore. You don't think back and think, you know, I wish somebody hadn't turned the light off when I was 6 months old because I was quite enjoying not being in the dark. But it doesn't matter. Having no real connection with that time point makes it so much easier to work on. And if you think of that first event as being the time point where the emotion is hooked in, that's the linchpin. That's the point where all the other times that you felt angry along the timeline in your life that's where they're all stemming from. So if we work on that first one that you don't remember, you have no connection with, you're a little bit bemused and wondering if it's even true, and that doesn't matter. And working on that emotion is much, much more gentle and easy and doable than taking you back to a time when you felt angry and frustrated and really upset at something. So that maintains that gentle nature, but it's very deep and deeply resonating for the client. And as you release that emotion or that limiting belief or that trauma or whatever you're working on, it becomes easier and easier, each emotion that you then deal with. And we usually deal with 5: anger, sadness, fear, hurt and guilt, and any others that the rider has expressed a need to get rid of. If you practice timeline therapy between your sessions and after your sessions yourself, then you can self-maintain, which is really fabulous. Another part of timeline therapy is going out into the future. Now, obviously, the future's not happened, and we're not saying that it has or that we are predicting anything here, but we tend then to work on goals. And you may or may not have heard of this side of timeline therapy being called create your future. So create your future is all about goal setting and installing that goal in the unconscious mind. So your unconscious mind knows what you want. And that sounds a bit weird as well, because you're thinking, well, I've set the goal. I was the one that thought it up. I was the one that thought, how am I going to do it? What's my first step? Why wouldn't my unconscious know? And it's just that we live in a very much modern way of living. Your unconscious mind is still very primitive. It just needs very, very clear instructions. And then it really starts zooming away and getting for you what you want, because it will spot those opportunities. It will highlight them and flag them up for you. Whereas previously, if your unconscious mind is a bit asleep to what you really want, what your goal really is, then it won't know to help you, or know to highlight something, or know to point you in the right direction and onto the next stepping stone towards your goal. So we install the goals in such a way that your unconscious mind knows what it is and is really on board with it and really happy to help you out with it. So it's a fabulous way to enhance the chances of you getting your goal. So timeline therapy for me is probably, for people who have more than one session, probably my go-to set of techniques. It's really fabulous. And there's one other style of technique in timeline therapy that riders may be interested in, and that is to do with the mind-body connection. There are certain physical conditions that people can have that may have been created by the mind. It's quite a controversial way of thinking, but I think of it more like pain in the neck, pain in the back. And I'm thinking about pains that don't disappear, pains that keep going. You know, your chiropractor or your osteopath or your doctor, or whoever you've been to see, whatever expert in the medical field that you have been to, says this should clear up in, let's say, 6 weeks. But it's not. And the pain's still there. And so you wait a few more weeks, you have a bit more physio or manipulation, painkillers or whatever, and it's still not. And it just seems to hang around. And sometimes in those cases, it's because the emotions are hanging around and it's kind of locked in. And in a very clumsy way, what your mind is saying is, I'm going to give you this pain so that you listen to me. You know, I've been telling you about these emotions. I've been telling you about this limiting belief. I've been telling you to get rid of them. But now I'm going to cause you a bit of physical pain, which you will know about and you will pay attention to. And we misread that communication. We don't think of it as your mind saying, come on, time to get rid of those emotions. We think of it purely as physical. You know, I did something to my back and it's continuing to hurt. And that's what we think of. And, you know, this is why we go down the painkiller route. But it may be in certain circumstances that a person's pain is from those pent up emotions that haven't gone yet. And there's a part of timeline therapy that deals with that side of things. So that's really lovely that you can get rid of those things that should have gone. Obviously, it isn't from the moment the pain occurs, because there may be a medical underlying reason for that pain. It's almost when the underlying reason for the pain in terms of your physiology, in terms of your body and your physical well-being, all of those avenues have been explored and people are kind of a bit puzzled and saying, well, it should have gone by now. It's that style of pain. It's very often in the neck or the back or the shoulders. It's those are the common areas that people get this kind of pain. We were dealing with emotions, and as a kind of an aside, she had previous back pain. And on her third session, at the start of the session, when I asked how things were, she was telling me about, you know, how she felt lighter and the emotions were more balanced and she'd lost fears and so on. But she also said that she goes to a chiropractor almost every week and sort of looks forward to going to the chiropractor, knows when it's time, but this time hadn't thought about her back at all. And she had this appointment booked in for the chiropractor, which she was going to go to anyway, but she'd noticed that the back pain had started to subside quite a bit. So timeline therapy tells us that the way that you are riding and being in and out of the saddle right now, if it's not the way you really want to be, might be more to do with the past events, past emotions, and so on that sap your mind and sap your body of that energy to perform. And all of this can be unhooked and removed using the timeline therapy. So it's really powerful to gain that emotional rebalance, the mental control, and mental toughness that we all want and need as equestrians. If you're thinking about having timeline therapy, seek out somebody who is trained, and you'll notice that they're trained to an accredited level, because timeline therapy is written with a registered trademark symbol, so the R in a circle symbol. That means that they have gone through an accredited training and that they, if they're using that term, they are a member of the Timeline Therapy Association. You're only allowed to use that term if you are a member of the Timeline Therapy Association. If you have any questions, please let me know. I'll put all my contact details down below. Thanks ever so much for listening. Take care, and I'll see you again soon.